a working man. I gotta pay my bills.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Oh, look at me! The millionaire who goes to see doctors!
You filthy animal.
What is this, a prey?
The game is cold, but it's crazy.
And don't you ever forget, you're free to do what we tell you.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
The only thing I think of when I think of my kids growing up in this country, if they say, Dad, what do we have left that's American-owned? And I say, son, I mean, there's not much to choose from, but that's what we have Pabst Blue Ribbon for.
Child, please.
So I was doing my taxes the other day, and I had my accountant on the phone, and
accountant?
Yeah, don't you?
No.
Well, this is the first year I have an accountant because I've done contract work like on the side and stuff.
That's
like that.
Busy-y.
And so, yeah, well, it sucks. I didn't know I was under contract work, but it was ridiculous. So anyway, I was on the phone with my accountant, and I was trying to get my tax information squared away, and I was just struggling with stuff that everyone does, like money and
numbers.
All that crap. Numbers, I hate it. And the maintenance guy at my apartment that I live in was in there fixing my AC because my heat wouldn't stop running. And
like having a sweat lodge in your apartment?
Pretty much. And then now, like, it was cold, like the wintry mix spread across America, and then my heat wouldn't work like the next week. So anyway, yeah, it sucked. So I was listening to him. Oh, he was listening to me, and he comes over, and he's like, you know, I'm sorry for listening, but he's this Latin guy, and I didn't know where he was until this conversation. He's like, I got a way that you can make money. He's like, I got a resort lodge for you to go to. And, you know, I need somebody to help build a website. And keep in mind, there's like a huge language barrier between me and this guy. He's from Peru. I was about to say his name. That wouldn't have been appropriate. But
his name was Peru Pete.
His name is Pete from Peru, and he has a resort that he wanted me to build a website for. And he's like, yeah, man, you can come down, and me and you, you know, we invite people from all over the world, and, you know, you can come for free, and me and you will sit around and we'll do ayahuasca. And so you and I both know what ayahuasca is, right?
Those who don't should probably go and look it up. Maybe on the stuff on the show page, why don't we post a little video about it?
Oh, or the wiki link to ayahuasca. Ayahuasca, so, okay, I'm not really exactly sure what it is, but I know you just go to the jungle, and apparently you just, like, have this transcendental meditational moment in your life where you, like, never are the same again or something like that.
You trip balls, and allegedly, you're supposed to figure out a lot of stuff about your life.
Like what? Like little elves?
I've heard is that when you're in your conscious mind, you're always, like, you won't let yourself get past a sense of, like, this is real, this is what's going to happen. But once you take whatever this ayahuasca stuff is, then you kind of, I don't know, it's kind of an out-of-body experience from what I've been told. I've never done it, but I've heard that you figure out some stuff.
So, yeah, Prue Pete was trying to proposition me to do this, and I'm not really down to go with my maintenance guy in my apartment. Yeah, to Peru.
Overheard a conversation, which is what led to this?
Yeah, I heard on a podcast I was listening to that they said don't ever go do psychedelics with somebody you don't feel comfortable crying in front of.
I can see why that would be a good thing.
No, I get it. Like, I get it. It was on You Made It Weird. They were talking about that. Pete Holmes was talking about that. And it was just – I totally get it. I've never done any psychedelics, so this is kind of spooky to me. But as somebody who's, like, kind of been recently searching for, like, a bigger meaning to existence and trying to find my best self, I'm kind of – I would totally do it if I was, like, in my apartment.
If you'd buy a little mushrooms, you know. Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe lay on your floor, have a little –
Maybe.
Little
I don't know. I've never done it. I'm a pretty anxious dude. I'm a pretty hyped-up guy, so – I feel like you'd have to give yourself up completely to it. Otherwise, it's kind of pointless to do,
I
would assume.
What we should do is we should do a podcast with you on mushrooms, and I'll just kind of mediate it, and then we'll see where it goes. This is Cole's experience. Then we can flip it around, and you'll be the mediator, and I'll be the one on mushrooms, and then we'll just see, you know, how we interact.
Or we could just both do mushrooms and just not podcast and go to the desert.
They won't know what's going on. It's just us talking about nothing.
Yeah, and then Pass the Gravy has a completely new format. Yeah, we just have a completely new format.
Changed completely right after.
And all we are is like a liberal podcast about like NPR.
About equal rights and all that.
Yeah. Oh, wait, we're not for equal rights.
Oh, yeah, I guess we are.
We have to be for equal rights, otherwise you're a
Who's
Nazi.
Who's not?
I don't know a lot of people. ISIS, Netanyahu, or whatever, who's over the name. I sound so ignorant right now. So anyway, I don't know, man. It's just, yeah, I mean, everything wants to be equal now. I mean, the freaking, the FCC and the, you know, they were voting on the net neutrality thing this past week, and it passed, you know. So now the FCC controls the internet. Isn't that what's going on?
Yeah, and they did a really good job of making sure we knew just about as little as we could, since they wouldn't let anybody read the bill until they signed it. So pretty much what they were promoting is the fact that now, like, those internet providers can't charge you more for faster internet speeds. Everybody's going to have the same internet mm-hmm. speed, because I think it was considered a utility.
Yeah.
And they've told us that, but what I really think a lot of people aren't realizing is that the only reason that is a positive of this, but there's a lot of negatives, like the fact that they're probably going to be able to regulate and control a lot more of it that they weren't able to control, like, you know, just what's offensive, what's not offensive, and I feel like we're going to start governing more the internet with this.
It'd be really funny if, like, Edward Snowden came out of retirement and is, like, this vigilante, and now he's, like, this vigilante for the internet, kind of like Batman or something
we
like
need
that.
Him. Edward Snowden was actually a good thing. I don't understand
we
why
need
hate
Snowden.
Him so much.
I don't know either. I mean, he's great, man.
Oh, you
like,
mean he told us that the government was spying on us? Why well, would
it,
you do that?
It
would
just
would
be
we
funny.
Need to know that?
It would just be funny if he was, like, a Batman-style vigilante.
What,
and,
he
like,
had, like, a suit?
Yeah, exactly. That'd be awesome. Yeah, dude, they're even making like a Snowden movie towards the end of this year, or it's
I
being filmed.
See that. I saw
the photo.
Doing that.
You see the photo, Joseph Gordon-Levitt in the Snowden gear.
Man, that's gonna be a good movie.
Dude, yeah, it is gonna be a good movie. I'm stoked for it. Did you see Citizen 4?
I did not, but I really want to.
Dude, it's on HBO. You have to see it. It's amazing.
Oh, and I just got HBO, so I'm gonna check it out.
Totally. So the FCC, yeah, it's cool that Comcast can't slow down my torrent downloads or, you know, the fact that I'm watching infinite episodes of Parks and Rec on the reg. But now it's kind of like the FCC is going to slowly start censoring things.
Can I say something about the FCC?
We're familiar with the FCC.
We are. And honestly, like, fuck the FCC. For real. Do you know what the FCC started as? An entity that was making sure that radio broadcasts would not broadcast from the same signals and would not run over each other.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that in college. I heard about that when
yeah,
my radio
they were in
class.
Charge of that, not right. in charge of regulating content. And then they were like, well, you know what? Some people don't like it when you say these words, so now these words you can't say. And if you,
know
you say
we
that,
should...
we're going to start fining you because now we're in charge and we tell you what you can do and you can't do.
It'd
we
be so funny.
We were originally just making sure you guys didn't broadcast over one another, but now we're the police.
It'd be so funny if somebody just went out of their radio job by just playing the George Carlin seven
words.
That would
be hilarious. Just your last day on air.
Like do that, drop the mic. I mean, it would be the perfect crime. Like, the perfect crime.
Yeah.
Except you couldn't get arrested for it, and it would be awesome. Especially, I mean, if you were just fed up with your job and just were, like, just done with the industry. But I think it'd be really ridiculous to burn bridges since everybody's so tight-knit, especially in, like, the major markets.
So are you a little nervous about the net neutrality?
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Hell yes, I'm nervous about it.
It seems like they were very sketchy about not telling us exactly what was on the bill until, you know.
I hate being kept in the dark on things. Right. And, you know, people say ignorance is bliss, but
no,
it's like...
No, it's for your best interest. Don't worry. Trust us. You can't see it, but it's for your best interest.
Like, no.
Your best interest at heart. We're not going to tell you what it is, but it is your best interest. Just believe us.
No, I literally try to make my living by way of the internet. And writing film reviews and doing freaking podcasts is how I'm making a living. And if my connections are going to be throttled, if I'm going to actually be able to connect to a Skype chat or upload something on my website or whatever. I mean, I don't know.
The government has never steered us wrong before, have they? No.
They haven't.
Maybe a flawed plan.
We need to get a legal expert in here to talk about this, or like an advisor for the segment.
You know,
I don't know. I'm just like, maybe I am ignorant on it, but I mean, I guess I am. I just know that the FCC voted on it. It passed. So that means
everybody's a little bit ignorant on it because nobody really knows what it's doing yet.
Right, but Comcast is going to sue? Who are they going to sue? The government?
They were going to sue because they're saying that they have the right to charge more for faster internet and everything like that.
Well, I mean, they do for
if they want to be really shitty business people that are just trying to fuck the consumer.
So you're saying it needs to be one flat rate for 12 megs down whatever.
It's the internet. There's not internet and fast internet. There's the internet. Why do they get to decide, well, if you pay this much, we're going to slow it down because we want you to pay us $100 a month instead of $60. That's not fair.
Okay, so I guess so. For example, I went up – whenever I got rid of my cable, I was at 6 megs down on my about my internet service. And then I paid an extra $10 a month and they doubled it. So you're saying now that is illegal? They can't do that?
Right. That's pretty much because they were basically gouging prices for being we found out how to make it a little bit faster. What if we tacked on $15 extra dollars a month and got the faster
speed? Right. And I knew I would need that because I Netflix and I play Xbox Live and I Skype. So I need to have
– Right.
I need to have the proper...
And I mean, a lot of people are doing that. And, the thing is that, we've had streaming video and all of this online gaming and stuff has not recently, but in the last decade, it's taken off.
Yeah.
Before that, nobody really was planning on that, you know? I mean, you don't really know what's going to happen with the internet. There's always something new that's coming out that, they didn't realize that, when people are streaming movies, that's really going to fuck up, the broadband and everything.
When is it too much, though? When is it, I know people have been saying this for a long time, but... I'm so overwhelmed by the media options I have at home, between HBO Go, Amazon Prime.
Do you ever watch
Netflix?
Do I watch Netflix or HBO Go? What do I do?
Dude, that's exactly what happens to me every night, and I'm just trust your heart, Cole. And I have to have
I've got a DVR. There's four shows I could watch. What am I watching first?
It's ridiculous. I have to negotiate with myself on what I want to sit down and enjoy. Last night, I was man, I really want to watch stand up. But, man, I've never seen Blade Runner, and I really want to watch Blade Runner. So I ultimately watched Blade Runner until I dozed off. I liked it, what I saw. I dozed off, and then I just started watching HBO stand-up, Patrice O'Neill's stand-up on HBO.
Great.
Oh, God, dude.
Rest
I could
in
just
peace.
Nerd,
Rest
oh,
in peace.
Seriously, man. I could just nerd out about Patrice O'Neill. If anybody out there has HBO, you too, Alex, especially you, his one night stand on HBO.
I've seen it.
Oh my God.
Literally anything Patrice does was gold. There was not one thing Patrice did that I was like, ah, I could have
been. No, dude, he was so awesome. His he was on Opie and Anthony, his guest appearance is on The Office, his two stand up specials that I've seen, the one night stand, and then he had the other one, I can't remember the name of it, but
he left The Office because he thought that it was just going to stick him in a certain role that he could never get out of?
Really? Well, Craig Robinson seemed to be okay.
Right, no, I know. And then Craig Robinson was telling him, Patrice came up to him afterwards and was like, man, that was one of the biggest mistakes I ever made.
Because he's only on the first and second season, or
right.
is it just
and then he just was scared that he was going to be tight, it's a typecast where, I'm only going to get to play this kind of character from then on, and he was just scared he was going to be, the fat warehouse kind of worker guy, or just, the fat guy in The Office. For the rest of
yeah.
his life.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I would like to hear... this is a terrible segue. I would like to hear Patrice O'Neill's viewpoints on net neutrality, but, I mean, he's obviously dead.
Womp,
so.
womp.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know, man. We'll see what happens. I mean, it's probably going to end up being bad, but, I mean, that's just me being cynical. You know, I don't want to be pranked, you know?
Well, you know what's cool about net neutrality? It has nothing against this new technology that's come out. Pornhub is working on it, and it is called the Wank Band. Have you ever heard of this, Cole?
No, I don't watch porn.
Let's just hope that this net neutrality doesn't censor porn too much, because that could hurt the Wank Band. And
that would
also,
be crazy.
Wanking. That's a funny word. I know it's a British and European word, but, doesn't that sound like a game you would play in the front or backyard with your friends?
Wankable.
Oh, they're out there playing they're out there wanking. The boys out there wanking, ladies. Would you like some more tea?
Wank-a-mole.
Wank-a-mole. That's a really weird game.
That would be a weird game.
beat off a mole.
Beat off a mole. Instead of...
Oh, we're back down in the hole. Damn it.
Instead of the mole's head coming up, it comes up parallel, just humps, and it's just
it's just got a bunch of boxes, and you see little.
It's just like his penis that, for some reason, resembles a elephant penis, and you're just like, what is going on here
is
with
that
this
a mole?
This is so weird, and it's a naked mole rat instead, just disgusting. Yeah, man. No, I know. I've heard of. Wait, wank porn. Wait, what are you talking about?
Porn
wank charging.
Wank band is what they're.
Wank band. Okay, I couldn't
and
remember
so
what you said.
It does charge your phone, but it can also charge other portable electronic devices. And basically, what it reminds me of is kind of a Fitbit, or those. Yeah. Those workout bands that kind of.
Those are super popular.
But you know, and I feel like people could have been cheating on these Fitbits and saying that they were taking way more steps a day than they really were. You know, if you're watching a little Pornhub. Because you put it on your wrist, it doesn't know.
It's like, you put it on your wrist. It goes on your wrist anyway. The Fitbit.
And I also ran 5 miles.
No, I did hear about this somewhere else. Oh, gosh, I can't remember. I heard about it somewhere else. I can't remember. I just saw it in passing on the internet, maybe on like UpRocks or something.
But what it does is like it'll as you're beating off, it's calculating your movement, and it's using that to turn into a charge that you can plug into your devices and charge your devices with.
Well, is it just for males, or can females use it for like their masturbation?
Anybody with a wrist can probably use it.
Well, yeah, I mean, I doubt that they're going to put it on if they're giving their significant other a hand job.
I don't know.
Well, hey, let me put this on.
Depends on how low the battery power of their phone is. See? Women?
Yeah,
this may be a little incentive. It's like, oh, no, I don't have my charger with me, and my phone's low. I guess I should beat off my boyfriend real fast and charge it a little bit. Give it some juice.
Everybody wins. So it's like a generator,
really,
basically.
Everybody does win.
It's just a generator?
This could, pretty much. This could be the best invention ever made. If you think
Well, you know, it's funny because Pornhub, I would say, is mainstream at this point. Like, I mean, pretty damn close to being mainstream. I mean, my mom and my grandmother, you know.
Yeah, it's probably the most...
I don't know about it, but...
Most famous or most well-known porn site, wouldn't you think?
Well, absolutely. I mean, they're always Pornhub in the news on, like, Vice and stuff like that are always covering them, but...
Well, Pornhub also does a lot of, like, they're very creative with their advertising. Like, when they bought that ad in Times Square just said, all you need is hand.
Are you serious?
Yeah. And they had made it look like it was a heart, and I think it was for Valentine's Day.
I don't know who pays for pornography, you know?
Why pay for it when it's up on the internet? I always wonder that, too, when it's like, please subscribe and you can get this. Or I could just watch it for free.
I think some people just are really into it. Like, I mean, I'm just not, like, just crazy all about it, you know?
I just got to get the poison out and I'm done with it, you know?
Yeah, I know what you mean, dude. So, I mean, it's like it's funny because like when you're a child, it's for discovery purposes, and but as you get older, it's like a stress relief more than anything.
Do you remember when you were a kid and you used to think that porn was how real sex is, and then like you realize, oh wait, no.
I just didn't really comprehend it. I'm not even sure I still comprehend what real sex is supposed to be like.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, huh?
They all do it so much better than me.
What's going on here? Am I just supposed to lay here? Can I go to sleep now?
Do I need to have 3 friends around her? That's what they did.
Do I need to bring over Alex and Kurt?
Does she really like all that cum on her face?
And why? Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Maybe my dogs or stuff. Maybe funny. It's like, but you think it is, and you just like set up a bunch of like stuffed animals around you, like thinking it's like a porn shoot. This is so stupid.
They should make realistic porn where like the dog is at the foot of the bed just staring.
That's what it always is. That's a weird thing. I'm like, why are you here? Like
your dog hops on the bed, like, get off.
Yeah, it's always the dog is always on the bed.
There's no dogs in porn ever.
And I have a lot of dogs around me, but it's funny because like right now that I'm just sitting here podcasting. Oh no, they're away, which is fine, because I mean that would be super annoying if I was trying to have a conversation and my two dogs were in my lap, which would be crazy. But it's like the second you want to like connect with your partner, it's just like, oh hey, what's up? Let me. I think there's a joke in a Seth Rogen movie where he talks about the dog like licking his butt. What's up with all the butt-licking talk the past few years?
I don't know. That's been popular on Past the Gravy.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, that's fascinating. I like their how progressive they're actually trying to be with the porn industry, but I mean...
It's actually, like, you know, it's making it productive.
Yeah, it is making it productive, I guess. Yeah, for sure.
And now when they're like, all you ever do is beat off, it's like, no, I'm charging things.
It's like, no,
right, Mom, I'm not just down in the basement beating off all the time. I'm making sure all of our electronics are working.
Yeah, definitely, man. So, I don't know, dude. I don't know. People can get... I don't know. I think people would find some way to get offended. You know, we always talk about how we get so annoyed that people always get offended. You know, it's just like, just... Just be quiet. Just be quiet about it, you know.
Speaking of offended, did you happen to watch Saturday Night Live this week?
No. No, I did not.
Wait. A particular skit. I think.
No, I know exactly what skit you're talking about.
The Dakota Johnson one, where she's joining ISIS and everybody's upset about it now.
Yep.
Notice no one on the show was upset about it, and no one's really said anything outside the internet because it wasn't really that big a deal.
Like, no.
How dare them do that? Do they not think that that's funny? Do they think that's funny? That's not funny at all.
Did you watch the original commercial it was parodying?
No, I couldn't figure out what it was making fun of.
Are you serious, dude? There's on the Gawker link, there is we'll link to it. I assume we'll link to it. It's the Toyota thing. And so what it is it's a dad. Okay. And showing a bunch of different moments with his daughter growing up, and she's getting presumably sent off to the military. And there's a tear in his eye. He's crying, and it's like supposed to be real. But I was just like, okay,
see,
whatever.
I thought it was like him sending her off to college.
No, that would be. Yeah, it's just.
Which is hilarious.
It's just funny because like Toyota is obviously they're a Japanese company, and
Toyota.
They're over here like trying to advocate for the. You know, American armed forces with this commercial, and it's just like, okay. Like it's
Japanese
just
don't want to fuck with the Americans, so remember what happened last time they did, you know?
No, I mean, they made it sound like I was kind of bashing the armed forces, which is totally not true, but it's just kind of like, this is an example I like to use a lot. It's kind of like when I'm watching SportsCenter, I don't want to see my wish because, like, you know, it's really sad that this child has leukemia and Russell Wilson's going to visit him in the hospital. Like, that's an awesome thing, but that's not really the time and place I'm really trying to go there. Like,
I don't know. Sometimes the My Wish things are cool.
No, they are. They are, but they should just make a whole show.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying.
Like kind of just making you feel sad.
Right. So it's just
maybe
like
SportsCenter.
Yeah, a Camry commercial is not really the place to talk about the military. It was a moving commercial, but, you know, Dakota Johnson, man, dude, she is. 50 Shades of Grey was horrible, but she is awesome. Like, she is so awesome. Like, she's so funny on the skit.
She kind of made a little joke in the opening monologue about the people that didn't like it. She's like, yeah, well, that's cool because it made $500,000 for the first opening weekend or $500 million or whatever it is that it's made.
Yeah, $500,000, that'd be horrible.
Yeah.
But, yeah, dude, so, you know, people were getting mad. There's a bunch of tweets here, and it's not even from anybody important.
Yeah,
it's just,
I'm offended because I'm a nobody that has a Twitter account and an egg profile picture. I'm going to voice my opinion.
Well, it's just jackass people. Like, at MLyle2 says, I'm going to go ahead and voice my opinion on the hashtag SNL ISIS skit. It'd be funny if he said hashtag
ISIS. I like that the whole skit has a hashtag now.
Yeah, hashtag ISIS skit. Absolutely hell no, under any circumstance. Poor, poor taste. So how is that poor taste? By teasing ISIS? What's wrong with ISIS?
ISIS are a bunch of horrible people.
I get that, but we're making fun of them. Like,
right. Well, we're making fun of – what they're making fun of is like the upper class like white girls that are going off to join ISIS now.
Is that really happening?
Yeah, there are some of them are saying that they're leaving. So I think that was what they're poking fun at. That, like, that was in the news recently, and they're like, "Oh, okay, we'll see Dakota Johnson to act like she's going to join ISIS." And then I like when he's like, "Take care of her." And then he just the guy in ISIS is like, "Death to America."
Kyle Mooney's all like, "Death to America," and it's like, "Da da 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 da."
Yeah, like I like that they just all had like they had a grenade launcher in the back, and the six guys sitting in the bed of the truck.
Yeah, the truck. It's just ridiculous. Like, people, hashtag SNL makes hashtag ISIS look funny. Easier to do living on Park Avenue protected by NYPD and FBI. Christians being slaughtered in the Middle East, not laughing. Okay, so.
Hey, don't the NYPD people kill people now? Aren't we scared of them? Isn't that what we're supposed to be scared of? So don't act like we're feeling protected, right?
Well,
the same people that are probably saying that.
The NYPD couldn't really protect the World Trade Center 15 years ago now. Almost 15 years ago.
Don't you talk about 9/11. That's a sensitive subject, and it's offensive to me, too. Hashtag 9/11, Cole hates it.
And so, see, people don't really realize that it's just all for the sake of comedy. Like, comedians, they don't care.
They make fun of everything.
They make fun of each other. Like, they make fun of their significant others. It's just ridiculous. But, according to the Gawker article, Arsenio Hall liked it. ISIS, we'll take it from here, Dad. Hashtag SNL, hashtag hilarious.
I thought it was hilarious.
Arsenio Hall gets it. Why can't you, everybody else?
Just be like Arsenio, people.
Yeah, man. But, you know, I would be curious to see how the fashion police would handle the ISIS's fashion choices.
I know somebody that wouldn't handle it well.
Kelly Osbourne! Who? Wait, before we start getting into Kelly Osbourne, I do want to say...
What color is her hair now?
I love it. Did you know that's what I was going to say? I love her hair. I love it.
I just know that she changes it all the time. And it always
it's like lavender. Handy. It's like this like silvery lavender. It just looks so freaking cool to me.
Do you think the carpet matches the drapes?
Dude, come on. That's rude.
You have to ask it.
No, you don't. You don't have to ask it. That's
offensive.
We're
the fashion police, Cole, and we care.
We could do it.
This is that stuff that nobody cares about.
This episode of Passing Gravy.
Passing Gravy.
No, so she quit. She quit Fashion Police, which is arguably one of the best gigs. I mean, since Joan Rivers has died, I'm sure that she's kind of maybe checked out a little bit.
Yeah, it is the best gig. All you do is make fun of what people wear.
Yeah, and so Juliana Rancic, who I'm not going to stoop to her level and say something mean about her, but I could. I very well could. I have a joke in queue, but I'm not going to use it. She said that I don't know who this celebrity is. Maybe I should look it up. Zendaya Coleman's hairstyle on the Oscars red carpet, saying that her dreadlocks were, quote, made her look like, no, wait, let's see. Said her dreadlocks made the 18-year-old look like, this is horrible wording on this article I'm reading this from. this is really bad. Made the 18-year-old look, and I quote, like she smells like patchouli oil or weed, end quote. So Kelly Osbourne thought that that was racist, and she says, I did not make the weed comment. I did not condone racism. So as a result of this, I'm seriously questioning on staying on the show, all caps. I don't understand how that is racist. Patchouli is like dirty hippie shit.
But I think you would make fun of dreadlocks if it was on a white guy, too.
Yeah, I know a lot of white – I don't know a lot of white guys that have dreadlocks. I was about to say
don't act like you hang out with the white Rastafarians.
Well, white guys do have dreadlocks, and most of them look absolutely ridiculous. Some black people look ridiculous with dreadlocks.
Now you sound racist. Now you sound racist.
No, I do not. And honestly, Zendaya, she's a beautiful girl, but her dreadlocks really don't look that good. She's not, what's her name off of The Cosby Show in a Different World? Like that, or like Tracy Chapman. Like, it's just not, she's not pulling it off as well. It's a different time. So she said that she smelled like, it's not even a funny thing to say, like patchouli oil and weed. Like it was a stupid thing to say anyway. But it's not racist.
It's a bad joke.
It was a crappy joke, and that being it wasn't even funny.
Well, hey, so Fashion Police is kind of a crappy show if you think about it.
Yeah, Fashion Police is a crappy show. I mean, and then Juliana had to give this half-hearted apology just because she felt pressure, you know, to keep her job saying that. And it just seems so – the whole thing seems so fake and ridiculous anyway. And I don't even know what Zendaya Coleman had to say on Twitter about it. I don't really care. I just think it's really stupid that Kelly Osbourne freaked out about it. I think she was just trying to get attention. Maybe she was. Maybe she was just looking for a way out. I think she was just looking for a way out anyway of it.
Nah, it seems to me like she was – that was an attention grab. She's like, no one's talked about me in a while. They need to bring me back up.
I wonder how they would – so you don't think they would like ISIS's fashion choices?
You know, they wear a lot of black. A lot of black. And I really think that the turbans cover up too much of their head. And just – I don't think that I can see them enough. That was a horrible Kelly Osbourne impression.
That was really bad. Yeah, so I'm looking at a picture of Zendaya without dreadlocks. And it's true. She does look better without dreadlocks.
So does she look like she smells like patchouli?
I don't know. I get it because she meant hippie. Like, she meant patchouli as in, like, you know, like patchouli oil. People who are hippies, like crunchy granolas. So how come that's not offensive? Like, people
– why aren't hippies?
I don't know. It's just – I get so sick of that. I know. We talk about this a lot, but people who get offended
– I can't control my emotions, so everyone else needs to control them for me.
I'm going to try and word this right. I was listening to NPR, and I heard this guy who used to be a radical Nation of Islam or Muslim, and he was talking about – he's like, yeah, you have the right to be offended. He's like, but you don't have – you can't freak out, and you don't have the right to get mad at other people. Or it was like something like –
their right to offend you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they have the right to offend you, but you – you know – you can't just over here just be walking on eggshells and just be so scared that, you know, everyone's going to offend you and that you need to feel like you need to respond and react to it. He worded it much more intelligently than I have, but it makes sense. At least I hope that it made sense what I just said. But
yeah, I get you.
Poor little Zendaya will be okay. She will be okay, and so will – it's just – I don't know, man. I just – whatever, dude. Like, leave. Who cares? I don't watch Fashion Police anyway.
Well, can I share a little story about – I've been wanting to bring this up on the podcast, but I just haven't found a way to bring it up yet. I had a little interesting
– The floor is yours.
An interesting little thing happened to me on Craigslist. Now, have you – I'm sure you've heard of this idea, this prank idea before where
you kill people on Craigslist?
Well, not that. That's more okay. Something Curtis would probably do.
Okay.
Curtis, who is not here, he is in Dallas. He's busy this week working. And I guess you will also be working the next 2 weeks at South by Southwest, right?
I will be. That is correct.
So it's going to be the Alex show, and I've got some great guests lined up.
Mm-hmm.
So don't you guys worry. We're going to still have episodes.
Well, tell me your damn story.
So my story, you've heard of the idea of, hey, let's play a prank on my friend and list something on Craigslist and give them put out their number so a bunch of people call them. Like, I think the most popular one is like a $100 iPhone. You would say, call now! And please keep calling. And then so everybody blows up their phone and say, oh, you still got that $100 iPhone? And it pretty much makes their phone die by the end of the day because that's all that's happened. So my friend thought that it'd be a great idea to go on the Brooklyn, New York Craigslist and say that I was selling a Hummingbird guitar from Gibson, which is very rare.
It was on Brooklyn?
In Brooklyn, New York, because I kept seeing New York area codes popping up on my phone. I was like, who the hell is this?
I'm at work
just feeling my pocket is vibrating over and over again. And I answered it once and said, hey, are you still selling that guitar? And I was like, you have the wrong number. And then I got another call about the guitar. And I was like, what is going on? I was like, where did you see this? Like, oh, I saw your ad on Craigslist. I was like, I didn't put an ad on Craigslist. And so I finally had to do some research. And this is the ad that was posted. And I've got a screenshot. And I'll actually post the screenshot on the stuff from the show page so you guys can see it. But I'm going to read verbatim what is on this ad. It says, well, this is it. I moved to New York from Houston to become a famous musician. Fucked around and got addicted and abandoned everyone I love and I no longer recognize myself. I have no more music in my heart and no more money in my bank account. I'm selling my baby. No negotiations, no BS. This price is really fucking low because I need the money now. Call me. If I don't answer, leave a voicemail. I am going to show you my call log right here of just call after call after call after call after call.
God, that's so perfect that he was smart enough to put it in Brooklyn because that's where all the hipsters are.
Well, yeah, and they were also like the guitar is very, very rare, and I finally was like, "How much does this guitar normally go for?" And it starts at like $2,500, and he was saying I was selling it for $1,000. So everybody that was calling it was like, "Well, man, I was gonna flip that guitar, like that was so cheap." And like, and then the best part of this, like I was kind of annoyed with it, and then kind of put my life in perspective a little bit when I got a text message from Caitlin who said she might check out the podcast. I kind of told her about that, and This is pretty much what the text message says.
Wait, who's Caitlin?
Caitlin was somebody that saw my ad on Craigslist.
Oh, okay, cool.
She was a musician. She said, I read your post on Craigslist about selling your guitar. I know that this may seem really weird, but I can relate to what you're going through. I'm a musician, and I came here to do the same. Got heavy into drugs and lost everything. I've recently started getting sober, and it's only been about 5 months, but I'm starting to find music in my heart again, slowly but surely. If you ever want to talk, please reach out. If not, it's totally cool, and I won't bother you again unless you hit me up. So some sweet person in the world decided, hey, why don't I reach out to this guy and try and help this guy that's struggling with drug addiction?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't struggling off of anything. I had to respond to, like, I really appreciate you doing this and reaching out to me. And if I wasn't addicted to drugs, this would maybe save my life. But unfortunately, this is a prank a friend played. And so then, like then you got to, like, tell the person that's caring enough to try and, like, reach out to someone and give them help. Yeah, this is just some asshole that's trying to play a joke on me.
And, did you get her Twitter?
I did. She does not have a Twitter.
And what?
I don't feel comfortable saying her last name, but Caitlin, if you're listening, hey, what's going on? And I hope you like the podcast.
So she can't follow me on Twitter.
She cannot. She cannot because she does not have a Twitter. But she lives in Brooklyn, New York, and she's a musician. And, you know, maybe she'll play. She'll send us some music to play for the show one day.
Yeah, if she does, does she have an email?
She does not. Not that I know of. I don't.
Wait.
We aren't like best friends. We texted. And
okay.
I think I'm Facebook friends with her. So if you want to go look on my Facebook, you can probably.
Oh, no. I'll respect her privacy. She wants to stay off the grid. I mean, I totally would love to stay off the grid. It sucks because
she
I want
to
be off.
She asked me to keep her off the grid, but just respecting privacy.
Do you try to stay off the grid, or do you think just by us having a podcast, it means we're completely on the grid?
If it was up to me, I would like to be off the grid, but kind of trying to promote a podcast and making it a bigger thing, you can't really stay off the grid or else you're not really going to grow. Because I have to kind of be out there for us to get out there, you know?
Shaking hands and kissing babies?
I got to kiss a lot of babies.
Shaking babies and kissing
Shaking
hands.
Shaking babies and kissing hands. That might be the name of the episode.
That's horrible. People are going to get mad.
They're going to get offended and tweet us.
But you know what? I do care. I do care. I don't want to offend you.
Do you care about this? In your childhood, did you grow up watching Pimp My Ride?
I was an adult by the time Pimp My Ride came on.
I guess we weren't really children.
I don't know. What year did Pimp My Ride come on? I was probably in high school. When did you graduate high school?
I graduated in 2008. When did you?
Are you serious?
Yes. Pimp My Ride was in 2004.
2004. And it has a 5.8 on IMDb. Congratulations, Exhibit. You pimped enough rides to get 5.8 on IMDb. Well, actually, that's probably actually why, because it's fake, right?
Yeah, so apparently they talked to some people that were on the show, and they were saying that a lot of the stuff that they put on the cars to make them look cool, they would just remove before they'd let them leave with the car. And I guess they kind of fixed up the car somewhat, but like all of those TVs and flat screens and stuff you saw, that didn't really work out. Like, they didn't get all of them. Some of them did, but not all of them.
Was that show good? Like, I remember, like, I don't know.
As a kid, I thought it was pretty good. I remember I'd watch it. Like, because you'd see somebody with this old crappy car, and then they're like, oh, you got a Volkswagen Beetle, now they put a hot tub in the back of it? That's pretty cool.
So, why is this coming out now?
Your glove box has DJ stuff in it? I don't know why they decided to bring it up now, but I found out about it now.
I would not want all that gaudy shit in my car, anyway.
Yeah, but would you want just a piece of crap car that's falling apart?
No, but I mean, like, honestly, if they took out all that stuff and just redid it and, like, gave me a new transmission and stuff like that, I'd be like, thank you.
One guy talked about selling it. He said he sold it, and you had to, like, sign a waiver saying you wouldn't sell it within so many months of production or whatever.
It's funny because, like, I'm looking at photos from the show, and it's all coming back to me. Like, I remember, like, when Exhibit would, like, knock on someone's door. They did it, like, they made it seem like it was, like, a publisher's clearinghouse. Like, oh, I'm just hanging. Uh-huh. Like, dude, they had to know that Exhibit was coming.
What they said was that, like, not only did they know that, but they'd have to reshoot it a couple of times if, like, they weren't as excited as the producers wanted them to be. And you know how a lot of times, like, you'd immediately get your car back, like, the next day? They said that it would take them, like, months to work on the car sometimes. So, like, you'd be without your car for, like, 2 months, and then Exhibit shows up again, takes you to get your car, and they just put it in the show like it was the next day.
Wow. Did you hear that moment of silence I gave?
Yeah, you didn't really care. So why don't
No, I did care, because that's bullshit. I was just really, like, taking that all in. Like, if somebody picked up my car, which does not need any pimping, it's already pimp enough.
My car is pimped out.
But don't you think the word pimp is,
offensive?
It's against women and offensive?
Yeah, I think women should, you know, they should band together on Twitter and probably make a hashtag about it, and that would really solve it.
Hashtag gimp my ride. I don't know. That was stupid. That was a terrible joke.
It's just wrapped in leather.
It's just wrapped in leather, and it, like, has, like, a little, like,
zipper
hole for, like, the zipper.
You unzip to get into the door.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It just has two eye holes where you can see out the windshield.
Yeah, do you think maybe we could get Exhibit on the podcast to talk about this?
Well, you know, I mean, we are a big podcast, nationally recognized.
Yeah, we are.
Not.
We could just lie about it.
Maybe amongst the rap community, at least.
Lie about. We get about 15 million downloads a week.
Usually around that-ish. That would, rounding off.
Which is why, my ride has been gimped out instead of
gimped my ride.
What
is that gay TV channel? Is it Logo?
Yeah, it literally is a gay network. Yeah, Logo.
No, I didn't literally mean, like, that's stupid. I wasn't using gay for that. But, like, the homosexual network is Logo. So what if they came out with coming soon on Logo?
Why does it have to have the
voiceover?
Come on. Because
that
come
would
on.
Be the voiceover guy. That's the voiceover
guy. No, it wouldn't, dude. It, not necessarily.
You
that's not
that.
Fair.
You don't
that's
know that.
Not, I know.
Are you
saying
that they wouldn't hire an effeminate gay guy? They wouldn't give him a shot?
No, I know that, but it's just saying, like, that's just perpetuating a stereotype, and that's just not, like, see, now that's not fair.
So anyways, coming this fall on Logo, Gimp My Ride. Who would be the host? Who would be the host of Gimp My Ride?
I know who it would be. Remember I was telling you about Kevin Allison? I was listening to him on some podcast, the comedian Kevin Allison. He told these really awesome stories about BDSM on Mark Maron's podcast. Like, really intense stuff. It would be Kevin Allison, and he's super funny. And he's actually not effeminate at all.
Well, so then... he wouldn't... I guess the effeminate guy would just be the voiceover guy.
Well, yeah, okay. Yeah, so we were asking...
the commercials and the promos.
Well, who would be the... Okay, whatever.
Kevin Allison could be the host. There we go.
We're saying, like, who would be the voiceover guy. Well, I'm sure Logo has a voiceover man or woman.
Well, how do you know it's not already an effeminate guy?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that.
They couldn't get the voiceover job at, like, Spike TV, so they're like, well, we'll give you this.
Well, of course they wouldn't get it at Spike TV or Comedy Central.
Comedy Central, Kyle Kinane is the voiceover guy there. I get to go see him this week.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Look forward to that. So it'll be tomorrow. It'll be today when you listen to this podcast on Wednesday.
Yeah, now that dude, to me, he has the most recognizable voice of any of the voiceovers.
Just because you watch Comedy Central, yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess it is just because I do watch Comedy Central a lot. But I don't know. I don't watch Logo. It's not. I don't know. I feel weird now. I feel weird. We've made it weird. We're referencing all these other podcasts yeah. today.
Why don't you just go listen to those guys?
Well, they're good. People should listen to them after you listen to this, of course.
Before we delve into Not Cool and Answers, why don't we take this minute to remind you guys that if you're doing internet shopping, why don't you head on over to... you have your Amazon toolbar, right? On your browser. So just go and delete that and then favorite and bookmark the Pass the Gravy Pod website, passthegravypod.com, and just go to the Amazon banner on our website homepage. And just you'll go right to Amazon, order your stuff through that. Doesn't cost you anything extra. It takes one more click, and it helps support the podcast that you know and love.
I would like it if people went on there and bought televisions.
Televisions, anything that's expensive because we get more money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, cars. I mean, we need the support because if we do get enough support, maybe we'll start doing bonus episodes.
Bonus. We did the Oscars preview.
Yeah, we did. You know why? It's because we got some money from the fans.
We even had a little extra cash to make a video of that one. Oh, that was cool.
We had a nice little kickback on that one. You know, I appreciate that because I mean, it does. This takes time out of our day and other stuff that we're doing.
We're not making millions. You may think we're making millions, but people may ask, we didn't ask
for you to make this podcast, but we want to.
But you're entertained by it, are you not? Or you're just listening to it, trying to find other things we're doing to piss you off.
Are you putting up air quotes over entertained?
No.
Oh, is this earnest? In earnest?
I guess it's in earnest.
Not earnest, scared, stupid, but earnest, like you're earnest about something.
I'd be earnest, yeah.
So, that would be cool, but what would be not? That would be cool if people...
Yeah, the Amazon banner. Just double check, you know, just go through it. Help put a little wind in the sails of the pirate ship, boys.
Are we going to do any intermissions today or whatever? Because, man, I really need to see a man about a horse.
You got to see a man about a horse?
Do you know what that means? That means number one, right?
Yeah. Okay, why don't we take a quick break, and we'll come back with the staples of our show. You're listening to Pass the Gravy.
Pass the gravy, oh, just pass the gravy, pass the gravy.
Just pass it, pass it.
Pass the gravy, oh, just pass the gravy, pass the gravy.
It is now time to tell you what's not cool this week.
Theme song music, not cool. But come on, go high when I go low. Go high when I go low.
Not cool.
Meet me in the middle, meet me in the middle.
Not cool.
So send us your theme songs to...
It's actually a working theme song we got going right now, but you know, if you got any better ideas, just let us know.
Theme songs. All right, go for it.
All right. My not cool this week?
Nope.
Are you leading off?
Yep.
You're leading off, okay.
So, I was walking to my pantry about an hour ago.
All right.
Okay.
I like where this is going.
And I was thinking, you know what's like, you know what's not cool? Twins from Good Charlotte.
Okay, see, I like where this went, because I thought you were about to talk about something food-related since you were going to the pantry, and then you just completely went the opposite direction.
You thought I was going to talk about Twin Keys.
Ah, there we go.
Well, okay, so ninth grade, I loved Good Charlotte. Okay, they're twins.
Who didn't
love Good Charlotte? But now there's just a bunch of twins who try to coast on the fact that they're twins, and they try to get into the entertainment industry. You're not Ashley and Mary-Kate Olsen. You're not Joel and Benji Madden. So stop trying to do it.
You're not the Winklevoss twins.
The Winklevoss.
Look at that one, huh? That's the Winklevoss track.
Yeah, that was a deep cut. That's from the social network and real life, actually. Yeah, and real life. Yeah, I don't know. It just seems like a very easy thing to do. It's
I like that you live so much in a movie world that you're just like, oh, that's actually from, this is the movie. It's from, like, no, that's a real life happening. That happened in real life.
Those are real guys. Those are two real guys. Yeah, I mean, it's like you did nothing. You did nothing to be a twin.
But we kind of look alike, right? You think of the, you're at two of us. Think of all the stuff we could do.
I mean, so the Olsen twins are like kind of an exception to the rule because they actually kind of branched off and started doing their own thing. But it's just funny when like, it's, you know, it's cute whenever you're a kid, but you know, some twins, like they'll try to like still do it whenever they're older. Like it'd be so funny if the Sweet Life of Zach and Cody kids from Big Daddy like tried to come back and like do something when they're like 30 with like beer bellies and like
it's just like balled. A washed up life of Zach and Cody.
Yeah, because they were just like super cute on Big Daddy and now it's just like,
they live in like a hooker motel.
Do what?
They live in like a hooker motel and they're addicted to coke.
They're addicted to coke and their hair is balding and they have oils all over their faces. You know, and they wear like really shitty like white New Balances with like no style and they have like mustard stains on their like on their briefs for some reason. Or maybe it's just pee. I don't know.
Who knows? That's why that's going to be up to you, the viewer, to decide.
Yeah, yeah. That's why this is a this is a listening medium. So we really try to paint a visual picture.
It's a really good visual.
Think about mustard on Whitey Tuxedo.
What is it? Is it mustard? Maybe. Might be.
Yeah. Maybe my not cool isn't that well thought out. But I don't know. That to me is just kind of ridiculous. Because Good Charlotte did used to be cool, and that's why they probably actually never were cool, but.
You know what's kind of...
I still love them.
Do you know who the Marcus and Markieff Morris are? They play for the Suns. They were twins that played at Kansas, and then the Rockets and Suns drafted them back-to-back in the draft.
Really? And they play together?
Yeah, now the Rockets traded Marcus to Phoenix, and now they both play on the same team. And, like, on Instagram, it's not so weird watching them, like, on TV and everything, but on Instagram, like, they just do everything together. And that's kind of like, I don't know if it's weird... because they're just brothers and they happen to be on the same team, so they're always hanging out. But, like, it's kind of just, like, creepy that, like, every single thing one does, the other is right behind them. It's like, do you guys date the same women? What are you doing there?
Did you see 22 Jump Street?
I did not see 22 Jump Street.
Oh, okay, never mind. Well, there's these two twins on there that, like, dress alike, and they're really hip and trendy, and they, like, finish each other's sentences and stuff. And it's just really freaking funny. I think they actually have their own show on FX now.
What's the best set of twins? Would it be Mary-Kate and Ashley?
Yeah, probably.
What about the Sklar bros? Are they twins?
I don't know. I do not like them at all.
You don't like them?
No, they're so annoying.
Really funny.
Aren't they, like, sports guys?
Yeah, that's probably why I like them.
But they also have a show on... God, this is just, like, reference to the podcast today. They have a show on the Earwolf Network.
Yeah. Yeah, they do.
Yeah, so anyway.
So that's cool for the week?
Sure, why not? Twins. The Lucas Bros, those guys, they're called the Lucas Bros. So, you know, if that means anything to anybody.
Okay. Well, my not cool is I'm going to go with anti-smoking ads.
Okay.
Now, you may have seen all of these on TV, whether it's I can talk like this because I smoked, and this is why it's bad for you. Now I talk like a robot.
It's called a stoma.
That's what it's called. I actually was looking for that word before the podcast, but I could not find out what to call it besides a voice box.
Well, see, that's why we compliment each other.
Yes, we do. And see, what Curtis would have done is like, I don't know. It's called autotune.
I'm going to go to sleep. Call
I'm
it
sitting
autotune.
In my bed.
That's funny.
But all these anti-smoking ads, you know, they tell you how bad smoking is, which it is. And, like, causes cancer, and don't do it, this is bad. Don't, it's wrong for you. It should be taboo. Don't, no, not cigarettes. But, like, cigarettes aren't really in a fair fight, if you think about it. Since 1971, Congress passed a bill where cigarettes could not advertise on TV or radio. So, wouldn't that not be like if, let's just go back to the most recent presidential election, if they were like, hey, Barack, you can advertise, say whatever you want about Mitt, but Mitt, you get nothing. You cannot advertise or campaign whatsoever. And it's like, yeah, obviously this would help. And I understand that cigarettes are bad, but so is alcohol, and alcohol still has tons of ads on TV, right?
Right, yeah, so you're saying basically...
I just think, like, it's not fair. I understand that smoking's bad, but we know that smoking's bad. We've known smoking's bad since the 70s, you know, since doctors were like, hey, we were wrong about saying that we smoke it and it's good for you.
So, basically, so you're... I mean...
Half the fucking box on a cigarette, or half the fucking thing on a cigarette box says, Surgeon General warning, can cause cancer, blah, 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 blah. There's all of these side effects that could come with it. This is why it's bad for you.
Big tobacco companies are inherently evil, though.
Right, they are inherently evil, but, like, don't tell me that I'm a bad person for smoking cigarettes, you know? I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't even have a dog in this fight. I just think that it's not fair for you to just bash it and not give them a say in it. Like, let
have
a
you
cigarette
ever
ad run.
Have you ever been a smoker?
Not like a regular smoker. I used to smoke when I'd drink and stuff.
Like at parties and stuff in college.
I was like, oh, you want a cigarette? I'm like, oh, yeah, let me smoke and drink. And blah.
Yeah, I used to for like a few years. I was like really into it.
I never had the money to buy cigarettes. And that's the whole thing. It's like, that's a huge deterrent in itself. I'm broke if I'm buying cigarettes.
Right. I mean, I mean, and plus the e-cig is awesome anyway. If you're going to smoke, just smoke the e-cig.
I just think that it's not fair. It's one of those, like, in this day and age of everybody having to be equal and everything's got to be fair, is it fair that one of them gets to smash the other one while the other one doesn't get to say anything back? And I know the cigarettes wouldn't really be able to say anything back anyways, because you can't be like, no, it's good for us. It's just like, no, smoke it, because that's what people do.
Yeah, it's a smear campaign.
Let us make our own decisions up and quit trying to tell me how to live my life.
It's a smear campaign, and that's what's annoying you, because they're not getting a retort.
Yeah, pretty much. It does. Like, I understand that cigarettes do kill people, and they're horrible. But, like, people are making their own conscious choices. No one's forcing you to smoke cigarettes. So quit acting like it's like a disease.
Yeah, it's just crazy because, like, how come those aren't even illegal? It's like, it's funny because, like, psilocybin and, like, mushrooms
grow
and
naturally that are found naturally in nature.
But yet that's illegal, but yet we have whiskey and vodka.
That destroy your liver.
That will and make you act like a buffoon and wreck your fucking car. You tell me that is illegal,
acceptable.
Yeah, is acceptable. It's funny, I read this article today that said so there's supposed to be a bill to quit the prohibition of marijuana in Texas. And so this is what the congressman is saying. This is his argument. He said, well, it's natural and grown from earth, and this is a gift from God, so let's enjoy it.
I kind of agree with that.
And that's funny because that's what most Republicans are going to agree with here in Texas. They're going to agree with the fact that, oh, well, it is. God did put it here in their eyes. So why are we – who are we to say that the public can't enjoy this on their own terms? And I'm totally for that.
Well, I agree, because if you look at, like, cocaine and meth and stuff, that's all made by somebody that's putting chemicals together, and you don't know what's in it.
Yeah, it's all synthesized.
But if it's grown in the ground, like, you can't really, like, tobacco is grown in the ground, but we throw carcinogens and all kind of, like, tar and crap in that to make it more addictive so you'll buy it. Weed, they don't throw stuff in like that. You just, you pick
it's
it
just
up,
there.
You put it together, you smoke it.
Yeah, yeah, and everybody's done. Happy,
it's
and everybody's natural. Happy.
But that's bad. That's bad.
And alcohol, that's also synthetic. That's a synthetic. And
which has been proven to be worse than weed.
Yeah, I mean, alcohol is – I don't really drink, honestly. I mean, I'll have a couple beers here and there. But, yeah, it's just kind of – I don't know, man. It's just kind of crazy that, like, mushrooms and – I mean, acid is synthetic, but, like, especially, like, mushrooms and is completely illegal. And I don't know if it's, like, a federal crime.
Do you think that all of the synthetic drug injuries that you're starting to see, do you think that's going to help pioneer the campaign for a pro-legalization thing?
I hope so, man.
It's almost like weekly now you're seeing some kid that took bath salts and just either died or is in the hospital.
Or were at like Bonnaroo and took some Molly and just like freaked out because they were candy flipping on Molly and acid.
And some of those Like, you know, for those of you that don't know, a lot of the stuff that's in that stuff is like what you would find in floor stripper and paint.
Seriously, like,
That's what you're smoking when you're taking that thin set.
Seriously, and I went into my new place where they had just painted last week, and I had to like lay down because of the paint fumes, and that's what people are taking. That's what youth are taking.
That you're inhaling into your body.
Yeah, it's just like, well, whatever happened to good old just pot? Like, just enjoy that.
Oh,
like,
oh,
that.
It got banned. It got illegal. And it's just frowned upon because only druggies do that and they're nobodies.
Yeah, the times are changing. I mean, it's for sure going to be illegal.
I think we're in the turning point in a generation. Our generation is going to be the one that's kind of like, hey, look, that's not as bad as everybody's thought. Because really, the people that were taught that it was bad didn't know any better. They were taught that this is evil and it's horrible for you, and it's not healthy, and it's wrong, and you're a bad person if you do it. And then, kind of younger people were like, hey, you know, like, it was the same way with Elvis. People thought that Elvis dancing was horrible, and now, like, that's on TV all the time.
Now Justin Timberlake and Miley Cyrus are doing God knows what.
We really went on a whole, like, social commentary off of that.
No, that's okay. I still have something else I want to say about it, too. Like, with weed... Too, I spoke to my doctor about weed use for, like, anxiety and stuff like that. Like, I was just curious. And she said that people who have anxiety and, like, ADHD and things like that, that it's actually helpful to their psyche.
Kind of calms them down and lets you process things.
It's a form of meditation and a form of, like, being present in the moment and not getting so overwhelmed with everything and looking ahead. It calms them down. And she was just talking about, like, all these, like, really cool nonprofits and stuff to, like, if I wanted to, like, endorse. And, like, they actually have, like, penny stocks that are on, like, the federal trade. I don't know. I'm not a finance guy.
Dude, we could get Jordan Belfort to help us sell some penny stocks. We could get a ton of money.
Yeah, penny stocks. He turned them into, God, just millions. Yeah. So, anyway, I just thought it was kind of interesting that I told my doctor about that. And she just gave me some insight, like, kind of – advocating it. I mean, she couldn't officially endorse it, I guess, because we're not in California or Colorado.
Yeah.
Since we're in Texas, it's, you know, it's just ridiculous. It's so stupid. It's like people who want to smoke weed, all they want to do afterwards is just sit around, eat Jack in the Box.
They are not the ones causing crime.
And watch Parks and Rec. It's people who, like, get liquored up and, like, go to bars and pull knives on people.
Fights,
and it's stupid. And I saw that crap all during college, and I was like, what? This is stupid. This isn't fun. So anyway,
we had Sal Kalani on the podcast, one of the most popular ones we've had so far. He was talking, it was right at the Ray Rice incident, and he was like, you know, if Ray Rice had gotten to smoke a little pot, I bet you he wouldn't have hit her. We're like, come on, baby, chill.
Dude, that's probably true, man. They're just like these NFL guys. Oh, gosh, oh, my God, I could just go down on this big.
You know, why not? Why not into the rabbit hole?
Well, like, you know, remember when all that was going on with the NFL thing? It's like these guys, like, they're under an immense amount of, like, physical strain, and their head is taking a beating, and, like, they're not being – and, like, some guys want to self-medicate or even be prescribed marijuana, and they can't because of the NFL substance abuse policy rules.
I just feel like if you're doing your job, you shouldn't be in trouble for anything else. Like, if you're doing what you're expected to do – regardless of what you do when you go home and you're in your own household, you're in your own domicile, away from the public, you should be allowed to do whatever the hell you want.
Right. You should not be like, oh, well, you can't have this job because you smoked a little weed at home with your friend.
But you still showed up on time. You still did a good job at work. But you know what? We don't appreciate that, and we don't approve of it.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. And I think the times are changing. I know
– now, if you're coming to work high – if you're driving around high to work,
that's not cool.
I understand. That's wrong. That is not cool.
I mean, there is some – like, I found this really cool list about, like, 20 big media companies that still drug test and 20 that don't or something like that. I can't remember where it was. It was a long time ago when I saw it. It's going to be hard to, like, show people. But you'd be surprised of, like, the big companies that still, like, that still drug test.
It costs a lot of money, too.
It does cost a lot of money. And honestly, it's easy – if they just do urine tests, it's easy to cheat and pass them. It's so easy.
Yeah. A lot of people don't smoke, and a lot of people can pee in bags.
Right. I hate using this. I've heard of somebody who – and this is, like, so easy because it's like people – oh, I have a friend who did this. But who would use a method of strapping a prophylactic on their leg and taking a tack in there and poking a hole in it and squeezing it. And that's how, like, keeping the urine warm. But, I mean, there's, like, people who do, like, stingers and stuff like that. Like, do you remember the show Playmakers that came on ESPN that one season? But and the NFL said it couldn't ever air again.
Too realistic to what the actual NFL
What they would do, one guy did on this episode called The Piss Man, they got clean urine injected into up through your urethra. Yeah, is that what they called it?
Did you ever watch Blue Mountain State?
Yeah, I did watch Blue Mountain State.
They do a whole big thing about that.
Yeah, so it's just, I mean, I get it in college. I 100% get it in college because somebody, I don't know. I guess it just seems kind of different because it's like you're under the tutelage of the school. But yeah, it's like when you're in the NFL, it's like, okay, you're a grown-ass man now, or the MLB or whatever. It's like you are, you know, like a school is kind of like is a different type of institution than like, you know, the Cleveland Browns or whatever.
You can look at it either way. You can look at it like, oh, you're in school, you should be learning or whatever, or you're an NFL player, you should be focusing on your job. But it's also like you also have time off that you can do whatever the fuck you should be able to want. You should be able to do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, I mean, but like college is when people like really kind of experiment with stuff like that and like really open up their mind and discover who they are. And I don't know, man. It's just not really fair to athletes like that they have to, you know. But I mean, at the same time, you're getting paid millions and millions.
I mean, if it's part of your job and it says you can't, you should be able, you should follow it. I don't necessarily agree with the fact that they're able to tell you no, but if you want to keep the job, you can't smoke, you know? Like Josh Gordon, fucking get it, man.
Yeah, like that's ridiculous. Like that is.
Oh, you mean I failed like 55 drug tests? Well, they're probably not going to drug test me again.
Dude, I was so like, I don't even want to say I was just like surprised when he got banned again, but I was just like, are you freaking kidding me, dude? Like really? Like really? Was it just alcohol? Or was he smoking pot again?
It was pot.
I mean, what did he think was going to happen?
He didn't.
Like he was just like, I wonder if he was just like
thinking part. Just he lacked.
So I just want to know if he was just thinking like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna smoke some bud with my boys and just hang out, and then like a couple days later, like somebody like was like, oh yeah, you got to do a drug test, and he's probably just like, oh shit.
I always wonder that because like people on probation that smoke, it's like you know you get drug tested when you're on probation. Do you think it's just gonna be out of your system in 3 days? You know, like the whole thing, right?
I had a roommate in college who was on probation, and he would still smoke pot. He would still smoke
business, man.
But he never had any. Yeah, I'd be too scared. I mean, I'm terrified of cops anyway. Like even when I'm like on a run and I see like a bike cop, I'm like, oh god, I'm just so scared of you. And I'm not even doing anything illegal. I'm just super scared of him. I don't know why. It's like the gun and the power and the, I don't know. Maybe I just have a guilty conscience. I don't know.
You gonna move on to your favorite part of the show?
No.
No?
All right, this has been Pass the Gravy, everybody. Goodbye.
I wish it would just end at that point every week.
No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. We got 5 good ones this week. And our first one comes from...
Can we call it 5 good minutes?
5 good minutes.
I think that's a pardon the interruption segment.
Yeah, I think so.
Can't use that.
Can't
that's
really steal that. Kornheiser and Wilbon will get pissed.
I love that segment. That's a great show, by the way. I haven't seen that forever. Anyway, I am going off on some random tangents.
It is way better than Around the Horn.
Yeah, Around the Horn's just like blah, 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 blah. These guys actually have a rapport. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Jonathan Starnes writes in with our first one, and he says, does drinking in the shower make me an alcoholic?
I don't really know. What is the... I don't really understand.
If you're drinking alcohol in the shower, are you an alcoholic?
Why would that automatically make you an alcoholic?
I guess because most people don't drink in the shower.
Well, drinking, whenever you're... If you're an alcoholic, that means it's like stopping you from doing, you know, your normal daily routine.
Right. Well, I would like to, I you know, occasionally I'll have a drink in the shower, and I like to tell myself that I'm treating it as a spa day.
A spa day?
Yeah, you don't have to go out and get all pampered up with someone else. You can just steam up the shower.
Yeah, especially
if you're... Have a little beer and sip on it.
Especially if you're low on cash.
Yeah,
it's nice. Maybe put some menthol in there, like some Tiger Balm. That's what I like to do. Put Tiger Balm in the shower, it's great.
Where do you put it?
Oh, you just like get a scoop of it and just like put it in the shower floor in the.
And it's like because it's the heat makes it smell.
Because it's like Vaseline kind of stuff. Yeah, the vapors and stuff like that.
I've never done that. I may need to try that.
Do you use
eucalyptus leaves and put them on?
Yeah. Do you use Tiger Balm?
I do not.
Have you ever used it?
No.
Have you ever heard of it?
I have heard of it.
Dude, it's amazing. It's kind of expensive. It's like $6 for like a little bitty.
What am I made of money?
Yeah, I know, right? In this economy,
these days.
So
he's going somewhere. It didn't.
No, I didn't bite. I didn't bite on your bit.
So, no, I don't think it makes you an alcoholic, Johnny. Jonathan.
Yeah, just make sure that you're going to work and paying your bills, and you'll be fine.
Bills are the number one thing.
Pro tip, pay your bills.
Pay your bills. Or you won't have any bills to pay.
That's true.
Debt. All right, Sam Harvey. This is actually his third time writing in.
Hopefully his last.
No, he's got good questions every time. He says, could any store be considered a convenience store?
Nope.
I think it could.
Is really going to Walmart convenient to you at all?
I mean, if it's... I think convenience is like, oh, man, I really needed some milk. Oh, shit, there's a Walgreens right there? Talk about convenient. I'm right across the street from it.
Talk about expensive.
Yeah, but I think if it's convenient to go to, then it would be considered a convenience store.
Right, yeah, because, I mean, they're usually, like, really next to, like, neighborhoods. Like, I have a Walgreens or a CVS or one of the two right behind me at my place. I went in there to go buy foil one time. $5.50 for foil. That was not convenient.
Yeah, it does get a little pricey, but I think what they do is they realize that, like, most people don't buy all their groceries there, so when you do, they've got to make a little bit of money off of it.
Oh, man, my dog just yelped. Wow, hold on.
What was that? That's freaky.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, so, yeah, I would say that any store could be a convenience store. Miles Moeller writes in and says, therapists, emotional garbage bin.
Okay, so I want you to explain to me what you mean by that, or what you think he means by that.
Yeah, I tried to kind of simmer on this.
Like a garbage man, like, because a garbage man picks up the garbage.
I would assume that what he means is, like, you know, you talk to a therapist and you kind of get off what's on your chest and you tell them your problems. And it's right. Like you're kind of giving them the emotions that are causing you pain or, you know, or eating you up inside or whatever it is. I don't really know. I would
say emotional toilet would be the better metaphor.
Right, but they kind of take the shit that you don't really, that's like eating up at you, and they kind of listen to it and then they take it away from you, and it's supposed to make you, you know, a little bit easier to, like, outside of the therapist? I'm not really sure. I don't really know how therapist works. But I have been watching a lot of The Sopranos. So I just know that they have doctor-patient confidentiality, and you can't really tell them if you whack someone.
That's true. Yeah, they do have that.
So that would be my advice. Don't tell your therapist that you've whacked someone if you do.
What season are you on of that show?
I am almost done with season 3.
Dang, dude. Their relationship is just crazy, isn't it? What's the doctor's name? Lorraine Bracco's character? Yeah, Dr. Melfi.
I honestly hate when she's in that show.
Why? She's, like, a great character.
I don't know. That's the least interesting part of the show to me. Like, I always like the mob stuff, and then, like, it's like they'll do some cool thing, and then you see him in her office. I'm like,
That's the heart of the show, though.
Yeah, I get it. I just don't like it. Slow.
I guess so. I mean, there's some good scenes in there. Like, eventually... Eventually,
I've never
Carmella.
Watched the show, though, and realized how much of, like, a great, like, how it's one of the greatest shows of all time. Like,
oh, God, yes.
Like, people had said that before, but, like, when watching it, you're just like, holy shit, no wonder. Like, I completely see why everyone has said this, because every episode, you're just like, well, I want to find out more. And it carries over. It's so timely. Like, occasionally, they'll make a dated reference. But,
yeah.
Like, they've already made it past the 2000. So, like, the Y2K stuff in season 1 was kind of funny to hear, but now they still have the World Trade Centers in the opening, and I'm assuming they're going to take that out.
Yeah, well, I mean, they
at one point, you know,
I mean, it's not really taking it out; it's the fact that it doesn't exist anymore.
Right, but I would have assumed that they would have edited the intro.
Oh, are you talking about, like, where it's the font with the gun is the R?
No, in the opening. The opening, the intro for the show, and I will
post
the stuff from the show page, in case you haven't seen the
intro. Woke up this morning,
and you kind of see all the buildings he's driving past, and he drives past. And you
okay,
see the
I see what you're saying. Yeah, okay.
I would assume that after the season that aired in 2001, that they would have taken that down from the intro.
Right. Okay, I got you. Yeah, probably so. They probably will.
But yeah, so that's all I know about therapists. That didn't really answer your question, Miles, but. I would say they could be emotional garbage men.
Yeah, I think...
Give you the benefit of the doubt.
Well, I really think that Miles is probably just a garbage man.
Miles Moeller is a pretty badass name. It does kind of sound like the alias of, like, a superhero, you know?
Well, actually, there's a version of Spider-Man, a Latin version of Spider-Man named Miles Morales.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well. He's very close to that. Let's move on to our next one from Tatiana Yandel.
Tatiana Ali.
That sounds very, very exotic.
Oh,
Tatiana.
She's on. She was on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay. All right. She asks if a Crip can donate blood.
Yeah. I see what she did there.
I would say he probably could, but I would assume that his gang would frown upon it.
Well, if they don't, I mean, like, donate blood for, like, a good cause, or, like, just donate blood to, like, get, like, tested? Blue? Well, your blood is blue before it comes out.
Yeah, but, do they, like, is the blood blue when it comes out if you're a Crip? Because, you know, you're so entwined or intertwined in the organization. I don't know. I'd say probably. They could probably donate, but it's frowned upon by their gang.
Well, are they getting money for this? And if so, and if they are getting money,
Cole,
are they?
I don't know if you know what the word donate means.
Yeah, good call. Well, they were getting money to donate back to the gang or something like that. I don't know. Whatever.
What if they're donating blood to another Crip member that was in a fight with a blood?
Or has a bullet wound. Or a stab wound.
Right. From a blood.
Yeah, anyway.
Conflicting interests. But I would say, yeah, you probably could.
And totally.
Noah Powers is going to bring up the rear, and he says, what fictional character do you want to bang?
Oh, gosh. Dude, they're not, none. Zero. They're, like cartoon?
No, like anybody from a movie, I guess.
I don't know. I really don't want to.
That's what I took it as.
I don't really want to answer that question.
All right, well, I would go Jessica Alba from Sin City, or I would go Hermione Granger from The Last Harry Potter.
From The Last Harry Potter? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you didn't say the first Harry Potter.
Yeah, she was like 15.
Probably even younger than that.
I was around her age at the time that that movie came out.
Yeah, I can't believe I just went there. See, now that was in poor taste. That's an example of poor taste right there. That's an obvious, stupid joke.
That's something Curtis would have said, Cole.
No, you're right. You're right, and I shouldn't have gone there. I'm going to abstain.
No, you've got... Come on. Who's one movie character that you're just like, man, I would get with her?
Have you seen the movie What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
Yes.
Do you know Gilbert's mom?
Yes.
She's a heavyset woman that sits on the couch.
That's who you'd bang?
I would sleep with her. So, yes, that's who I would pick.
Feels like I've always had a thing for big women.
Either her or Sharon Stone. How's that for an answer? So now you can't say I didn't answer.
I guess that works.
It
you
does
guys work. Can send us your questions for answers at pastthegravypod@gmail.com in an email, and you can also tweet them to us at pastthegravypod. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Alex J. Middleton. Cole is at Words by Cole. And where can we find any of your movie reviews?
You can find them at freshfiction.tv. I really haven't been doing a lot of movie reviews lately.
Yeah, maybe we'll get you to do some more coming back. Or maybe from South by Southwest, you could call in one of these.
Oh, yeah, I could probably do that. Oh, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, what about snail mail? Can anybody send us snail mail?
No, we don't really. Mostly digital. I don't check
okay,
mail.
Okay, that's fair.
A lot.
Okay, that's fair. All right, man. Well, I'm going to go do some other important things.
Yeah, you guys don't forget to click through the Amazon banner. If you're ordering anything on Amazon, just help us out and share us with a friend because that is how we grow.
iTunes reviews.
Tell someone. Yeah, review us on iTunes. Tell us that you like us.
Or tell us that you hate us.
But if you hate us, why are you listening, guys? Huh? What are you doing? What are you thinking? Yeah. What are you thinking? Huh?
Yeah, totally.
All right. Cole, I guess you got any farewells? You're going to be gone for the next 2 weeks, South by Southwest. What do you got planned?
Nice knowing you guys. I'm out.
You got any cool plans?
Oh, yes, I do have some cool plans for South by Southwest.
What are you going to be doing?
I'm going to go see a live show of one of my favorite podcasts, Comedy Bang Bang.
Oh, that'd be fun.
I'm going to see the world premiere of the new Judd Apatow movie, Trainwreck.
Ooh, that's nice. You can give us a review on that.
I don't know if I... I probably can. Yeah, no, I can. I can.
We can delay it until whenever you can.
No, it's an unfinished product. I'm seeing tons of indie movies. I think I may get to meet Spike Lee, Ryan Gosling, Mark Duplass. A few other people, not really name-dropping.
Russell Brand.
Russell Brand will be there. He's going to have his documentary. It's going to be awesome. I'm stoked to see that. Even though I'm not a huge fan of his, but
Russell
I still
Brand's
really want to see the
fantastic. I love Russell Brand.
I still want to see the movie. It's like, I don't really know exactly what it's about, but it's just about like his philosophy on life, and it's like 2.5 hours long. So
it's brilliant!
I think it should be pretty interesting. I'm not leaving for that until next March the 12th. So I think I will be back next week. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Well, I wasn't sure. I know Curtis is going to be setting up, because Curtis is going to actually be working the entire South by Southwest. He's got a venue he's in charge of, so.
What venue? Oh, I guess I'll ask you that off.
I don't know the name of it yet. He's still deciding which one it's going to be.
I'm
going to
be swamped, so I probably won't even go by there. But anyway.
But yeah, if you guys are at South by Southwest, try and find them. And if you can find them, if you find Cole and you can slap Cole across the face, I will personally mail you $5. But you have to take a picture. You have to take a picture with Cole and then a picture with him after you've slapped him in the face.
We don't do snail mail.
Well, but I'll send the mail.
I will send it PayPal.
You'll take the picture and tweet it to me.
Okay. Well, I hope I don't get slapped, so.
But it'd be funny if you did. What if somebody just smacked you one day and you're walking and you're, what the hell, man? Like, pass the gravy, bitches! And you're like, okay.
Cool. I'd probably just be really annoyed.
But you'd kind of be like, wow, they recognize me.
Yeah, I guess. That would
Since we don't really see you much on the pod, like, you're listening, so they don't really, unless they look up what you look like, they wouldn't know.
I don't know how they would look what
they'd
I look
really,
like.
They'd really do their research, and I think you'd have to give them that.
Both of my Facebook and Twitter avatars are of not me.
So that's going to make it a little harder. Mm-hmm. But we've got a video of you, though, on the website.
Oh, that's true. I've been caught. But I've gotten a haircut since then, so.
So it might look a little bit different. Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Are we out? Are we done? Right. We done those?
That's it, boys and girls. Until next week. Pass the gravy. Bitches.
Did you stand there all alone? Oh, I cannot explain what's going down. I can see you standing next to me. In and out, somewhere else right now. You sigh, look away. I can see it clear as day. Close your eyes, so afraid. Hide behind that baby face. Do, 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 do. You can drive. Yesterday, as I recall, you were looking out of place, gathered up your things and slipped away. No time at all, I followed you into the hall. Cigarette, daydream, you were only 17, so sweet with the mean. Peace of mind.